big.
You have a general lack of self-discipline.
Bay.
That's you.
Yes.
That is you.
Mornings. I love it.
Definitely was me this weekend. But here we are. We survived. Hopefully you did too. Happy Monday, everybody. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. The family is back. Benny, Nikki, and Greg. And how about a little what the fact? So, you know, more and more traffic is happening. People are getting back to work, right? The Bay Area slowly. You might be sitting it right now. Well, imagine this traffic jam. In 2010, in Beijing, there was a traffic jam that stretched for 75 miles and lasted 11 days.
What?
Could you imagine being in that?
Oh, my gosh.
You had to sleep in your car.
Mm-hmm. And it was, most of it was caused by road work. I'm sorry.
Oh,
planning,
come
I mean.
On.
Yeah. Well, this happened a few years ago in Atlanta. There was like an ice storm or whatever, and people were stuck in their cars for, remember, it was like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get out of their cars.
I've done it for probably about 8 or 9 hours on the 80 going to Tahoe, and there was a crazy storm. Everyone just had they shut down the freeway and turned off the car. And so I always travel with a full tank of gas.
Yes.
So you could run the engine and keep the heat going because
We took a bus full of listeners a decade ago to Tahoe, and it was fine getting up there. Going home took us 11 hours. It was so not worth it. I was just like, please, let me jump off one of these mountains.
What the fact? There's only one letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name. What is it?
Q?
It is indeed Q.
Wow. What do I get?
A hand clap.
That's it? No prize?
That's all we got today.
Listen to this. Maybe, you know, you don't have enough money and payday hasn't happened yet. There was a time in England where you could feed your pet to the lions for free entry into the zoo.
Oh
God.
That's a fair
trade.
What
if I showed up with
Callie? You take Buffy over to the... Hey.
Imagine that threat when the dog pees in the house. You want to get fed to the lions? Because I'll take you there right now.
What country was this?
England.
Oh, wow.
In
barbaric.
England. This number seems low to me. But men spend an average of 7 hours a year hiding in the bathroom to get some peace and quiet. I feel like 7 hours a week, there's probably an hour a day that I'm hiding out in the bathroom.
For sure. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. Especially if you have kids. Oh, forget about it. It's the only place you get some peace and quiet. Lock the bathroom door.
Netflix on.
Nobody go in the bathroom for 25 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until the kids start putting their hands under the door, too. Then they start doing that. I'm right here, Dad, just so you know. Right here. Well, good morning. Welcome to Monday. So, Art, we're going to solicit for caller 9 right now?
Yes, we're going to solicit.
$1,000 up for grabs in the Big Money Minute. Of course, it is 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. If you answer them correctly, we give you $1,000. Call us right now if you want to play. 888-456-9970. Good luck. We're playing next.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Lena in Fremont. Lena, you're a teacher, and we love our teachers. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning. Now, are you back doing the do in person, or is it still Zoom learning for you?
Oh, I've been in person since August.
Oh, wow. Mm. All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Lena. Well, welcome to Big Money Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win $1,000 this morning. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
True or false? Avocados grow on trees.
True.
Who sings the songs Peaches and Sorry?
Justin Bieber.
How many dwarfs are in the movie Snow White?
7.
In social media terms, what does DM stand for?
Direct messaging.
What is 11 times 11?
11 times 11, 121.
Spell laboratory.
Laboratory.
What car company makes the Sorento and the Soul?
Pass.
Who is the First Lady of the U.S.?
First Lady of the U.S. Pass.
Which team won the 2014 World Series?
Giants.
What instrument is Lizzo known for playing?
violence.
What car company makes the Sorento and Soul?
Hyundai. I have no idea.
But you got 7 out of 10. Let's go through them. You were on a roll at the beginning. Avocados do grow on trees. Justin Bieber sings Peaches and Sorry. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. A direct message is a DM. 11 times 11 is 121. Laboratory, you spelled that correctly. Kia is the car company we were looking for.
I would have never got that, Matt.
The First Lady of the United States is Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden is your First Lady. Oh. The Giants, yes, they indeed did win the 2014 World Series. Well, you got it right. Good guess. And Lizzo, I guess this was a guess too. She plays the flute, actually, not the violin.
Oh, that was awful.
No, wasn't. You All did right. good, Lena. You did good. Have a great Monday. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good morning, guys.
Bye-bye. Coming back with your Dirty on the 30, tributes, of course, continue to pour in for DMX, including some funny stories about his connection with the Golden Girls, Greg.
I love it.
We'll talk about that. Plus, Levi's says that skinny jeans are officially out. Everything you need to know next in the Dirty on the 30. But before that is soundcheck. A comic was on stage roasting Prince Philip the moment the news broke that he died. Awkward.
Uh-oh.
Hear it next in soundcheck. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
So a comic was on stage roasting Prince Philip when the news broke that he died. And somebody handed him a phone and he read the news.
Have you guys seen Prince Philip? The 3,000 years old.
He just died.
What? Are we sure he died today? I reckon he died 10 years ago. And they just wheel him out, attach the strings to special events.
Okay, Weekend at Bernie's and just bring out Prince. Oh my gosh, that's so awkward.
Hey, at least he kept going.
Yeah, he did.
He went with it.
And everybody laughed when they found out he died.
He recovered quickly. I mean, yeah, he was an old man. I feel like you can kind of joke about it when somebody's 99, right? It's their time.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I love in some of the things they're like, oh, shit, shocking. You know, and the person will be 82 years old. I'm like, it was shocking that an 83-year-old man died.
So Kelly Clarkson is known for keeping it real on her show. Like, she never really holds back when she talks about herself. But this latest story might be a little TMI. Take a listen.
I'll tell you right now, there was one time it wasn't pee, my friend. I got some kind of wrecked up from some kind of food, and I literally, we were in an arena, and I shouldn't tell this story, but like I said, I don't have a filter. I had to run backstage to my quick change. I grabbed this poor trash can and I destroyed it. It was bad. It was, and we might have to edit this out, but I'm just saying it happens. What are you supposed to do?
She's in the middle of a performance. She runs off stage, grabs that trash can, and number two right into the trash can. I mean,
wow. I mean, we hear about artists having to pee all the time in trash cans on the stage, but that's a first that I've heard.
I mean, could you imagine being somebody that's, like, working on the set there, you know, at the arena? Just, oh, my, is that Kelly Clarkson? Oh, my gosh. Like, she's doing the Jeff Daniels thing.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
I had to do that. Right. I had to do that in Golden Gate Park during a marathon.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. It was bad. I had to use my sock as toilet paper. There was a lot of things going on, but yeah.
All right, moving along while people are eating Cheerios.
Yeah,
a former hotel worker shared a few secrets that you may or may not know, but take a listen.
Most hotels don't wash their comforters. So before you go bundle yourself up like a taco in that thing, throw it on the ground and don't touch it. The front desk agents are more likely than that playing games on the computer, scrolling through social media, or watching Netflix. We have cameras everywhere. The hallways, the staircases, the pool. So we can see when you're doing weird things in the hallways or when you're in a fight with your partner. Most of us just aren't paid enough to care. We legally are not allowed to say a room number out loud, which is why we write it down.
The room number thing I had no idea about.
Mm-hmm. They write it down and they can't legally say. Knew about the comforter.
For sure.
Yeah, the comforter I knew for sure. I mean, I know they're washing the sheets, but they're for sure not replacing the comforter ever.
Mm-mm. Oh, and I I can only imagine the footage that they see, because I've definitely been locked out of my room before in Vegas and sat in the hallway while waiting for a friend to go to the front desk.
Oh, and I slept outside my room once. The whole night. Yeah. I just sat down and was like, I don't know what to do. And then I closed my eyes and I woke up the next morning and I was like,
And I bet you they see some freaky things happen in the hot tub or the pool late night, too, on the cameras.
I'll tell you, I worked at a hotel for a couple years, and I'll tell you, there were some nasty people who worked there, and they would watch what was going on in the hot tub late at night. So just
I love how he says, there were some nasty people that worked.
Just so happened to know.
Like he's excluding himself.
Not me.
That room 52 keeps getting in the hot tub around 11 o'clock every night, thinking that they're by themselves.
The same person I found in my underwear drawer on Saturday afternoon.
Trying like Art. On.
I was looking for a job strap.
What the heck? Art was looking for a job strap to put on at my house. That is a true story.
That is a true story.
It did happen. We'll get into this. At 8:20, Art doesn't remember anything that happened at the barbecue on Saturday. You did hit your head, which is funny, but also not so funny. I thought we were going to have to call an ambulance. He tumbled down like 20 outdoor wooden stairs. It was a whole thing. 8:20, we'll recap the barbecue.
And he screamed, let's play locker room.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Well, good morning, everybody. That is your sound check for Monday. Of course, your Dirty on the 30 is next. Listen, if you ever wanted to get in shape and then maybe become a male stripper, well, HBO has a new show.
I'm listening.
That will help you. Everything you need to know next in the Dirty on the 30. Good morning, Bay Area. Got ghosted? Call the Ghostbusters. We'll track them down for you and figure out what happened. Sean is looking for someone this morning. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Benny. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk to us. What's going on?
Yeah, so this girl, Jenna, and I, we were talking on Tinder for months and months, honestly. You know, obviously with everything shut down, we couldn't meet in person. We kept planning for meeting in person. And, you know, at one point I suggested she could come over to my place, but she said she'd prefer to wait for stuff to open back up and do it publicly. And, yeah, I totally understand. So, you know, now that things are open back up, last Saturday afternoon we decided to go meet for a drink. And found this really cool bar where they had this like awesome setup where you could sit outdoors. There was plenty of seating. They had TVs set up. And it was during the Final Four. And she was actually really into it, which I thought was cool because I'm into the games. And, you know, she was having fun with it. And it just so happened I got a text from some friends of mine that they happened to be in the area. So they came and met us, and we were all watching the game together, having a really good time. And, you know, after a little while, we spent probably about, I said, like 3 hours together. She said she had to leave because she had a lot of stuff to do. So I walked her to her Uber. We hugged, said we'd meet up. Obviously, I'm talking to you guys, so we haven't met up. I've been, you know, texting. I've been calling. The only response I got from her was one text when I asked if she got home safe, and she said, yeah.
That was it. Yeah, I got home safe and nothing.
It felt like it was a passive-aggressive thing. I don't want to, you know, text her and say, are you being passive-aggressive right now? Because maybe that's just how she texts, but
nope.
I don't know.
It's not. All right, Sean, hang on a few minutes. We'll come back. We will make the call to Jenna. If she picks up this morning, we'll ask her what happened.
All right, thanks.
Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. So Sean says that he and Jenna were having a great first date. They were watching March Madness, doing some outdoor dining, some partying. But that's where the party ended. Why did he get ghosted? We're calling Jenna right now.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jenna?
This is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. My name is Benny, and I'm here with Nikki and Greg. And you're on the radio right now on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now.
I'm on the radio?
Mm-hmm. You are. Is that cool? Can we talk to you for a couple of minutes?
Okay.
We're calling you because we do this thing called Ghostbusters, and it's when somebody got ghosted. They don't know what happened. They really like the person, so they call us, and we try to make it all better. That's why we're calling you this morning. Sean says you guys, I guess, met on Tinder originally, then went out for a date, and after that date, it ended.
From your laughter, we feel like... You know him, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I do know Sean. Wait, did he tell you that his friends crashed our date? Sort of.
Break it down.
Well, I mean, he's like literally texting his friends our entire date. And then they come and, like, crash us at the bar.
Hold up. Did I mishear this earlier? Didn't he say they were just in the neighborhood and stopped by?
Yeah, I believe he said that. But he also went on to say that you had the time of your life, though, when they showed up. That you were loving watching the games and everything was great.
I'm not totally surprised that he thought I was having a great time. I actually was having a pretty good time with him, but it was super annoying when all his friends showed up after he's like texting them, come see us. It was like me trying to show you off with four dudes. Yeah, but no, they were treating me like I was a dude. We had to sit there and watch these stupid basketball games. Mm-hmm. But honestly,
this is Benny's worst nightmare.
I didn't even care about the game.
He said you loved it. He said you loved the Final Four.
Were you just playing nice because you were on your date and just going along with it, trying to be a trooper?
I don't know how nice. I was trying not to be rude, but, like, it was a little intense. Like, I mean, I kind of watched the game because there was nothing else better to do. And then they're like, high-fiving me and, like...
You was one of the bros.
Oh, they broed out. Like, they broed out.
My hand, like, the whole next day was stinging from, like, serious high fives.
But... Yeah, yeah. Yes, this makes sense. This is why I thought you ghosted him, and rightfully so. Can we... He's actually on hold. Can we bring him in before we continue? Is that cool?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Just by the way, Benny did tell us this off the air. You are correct.
Thank you. You got it right.
Yes.
Sean.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm very confused. I thought she was into the game.
This is your very first date with this woman. First time meeting her and first date. You turned it into a bro fest. You called your friends to the bar for the first date, dude. Now, I 100% agree. If you're dating somebody, at a certain point, they have to meet your friends. The friends need to meet your significant other. Do we all get along? Yeah. Approval? All of that.
1,000%.
But the first date?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show off. Look, I'm not trying to lie about who I am. My friends were in the area. I wanted them to stop by and be like, oh, hey, this is who I am. But look, I heard you say that you had a good time when it was just the two of us. I'm sorry. How about I take you out on a second date? I promise it'll be just the two of us. I will turn my phone off. Mm. Can you give me a second chance?
Aw, he's so sweet.
And his intentions were good.
I you know what? It did seem a bit heartfelt, and all of you are like, oh, and ooh, this is making it a little hard to say no.
Sorry.
Do it.
Oh, man. How do I resist that? You know what? I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
But no sports. Like, just none.
No sports. Okay, Benny.
No. Thank you. So I promise this is going to be so much better than the first one.
Okay, I've got some high expectations.
Ooh.
All right.
I like your style. Well, hang on the line because you know what? We're going to pay for the date as well, okay?
Oh, okay.
Awesome.